hello. Look who's shown up. Look who's come crawling back to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Tail between your legs. Listening again, are we?
Huh? We told you you'd come back, didn't we? And look who was right.
Yeah.
I don't know why we started in that salty way.
It's quite an aggressive start, wasn't it?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Yeah. They can't resist us, can they? They try and move on, but we always pull them back.
We always pull you back. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Big day of Premier League action today.
Big day of Premier League action. Big day of Winter Olympic action as well. We touch on.
Bigger than we thought.
Much bigger than we thought, yeah. We touch on strange injections for ski jumpers, yeah.
And we touch on getting teased at school.
Yeah, my slap head gets a mention at some point.
And we talk about different sports.
Yes.
We open our minds. We attempt to expand our horizons, our perceptions.
And welcome the egg chasers to the table.
We try our best. Do we succeed? Find out on the flip.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
This is Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Big early kickoffs and big early drama, Dyson.
Yes, in the Premier League, Manchester United are 1-0 up against 10-man Spurs. Brian Mbeumo with the goal. Manchester United women have had a good day as well. They've won 2-0 at Leicester in the WSL. And in the Championship, the only goal with games is Derby 1. The only game with goals is Derby 1 and Ipswich 1. But Southampton have just scored against Watford. They're 1-0 up.
Dyson already having a shocker. Will he have resigned by the end of the show? Find out between now and 5. And it's live.
Matt, and you. Rock and Roll Football.
Still 1-0 to Manchester United over Spurs in the Premier League, but in the Championship.
Yes, a flurry of goals. Ipswich have taken the lead again at Derby County. Leif Davis has scored. They're 2-1 up. And Norwich are beating Blackburn Rovers 2-0. Southampton still 1-0 up against Watford.
Lots of drama and loads of 3 o'clock kickoffs today. An unusual amount. 5 3 o'clock Premier League kickoffs for us to enjoy and here to preview them. It's Matt Dyson.
Yes, a Rock and Roll Football Winter Olympic special today. Orange balls in the snow like the good old days. All the latest on the curling of shots into the top corner. Non-stop sledging. But no mention of the men's downhill. That's what I'm calling the Forest result at Leeds last night. We will not focus on that. We'll look ahead to the games at 3 in the Premier League. No choking at the summit of the mountain for Arsenal. Surely at home to Sunderland after their huge 4-0 win at Elland Road last weekend and clinching a place in the Haribo Cup final. Mikel Arteta could be singing Volare like Mariah Carey by 5 o'clock tonight. Staying with music, and Marvin Gaye once asked, has anyone seen my old friend Tammy Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Yes, Marvin, he signed for Aston Villa in the January transfer window for £11 million from Besiktas. I just looked around and he was gone. And he could start again today in their game at Bournemouth. LinkedIn manager Liam Rossini doesn't sing. He just shares kudos on his favourite business networking platform, the Dynamic. Dynamic thought leader and passionate motivator takes his results-driven e-commerce sales pitch to Wolves today. The man-ager who ages men trying to get results from his Chelsea team against Rob Edwards, whose business performance is currently on a par with the guy running a struggling high street mobile phone shop at the moment. Everton are away at Fulham, having had the nerve to ask about their in-form forward Harry Wilson on transfer deadline day. I imagine the Welsh wizard was as bemused as everyone else about why he'd leave one mid-table side for another. Fulham actually come into this game level on points and goal difference with the Toffee men. So why would he take a sideways step apart from the money? I suppose Everton have a slightly more lovable manager in the shape of the professional groundskeeper Willie impersonator David Moyes. Oh, how nice it was to see him skipping around on the pitch after their late equaliser last week, like a young lamb full of the joys of spring, only to be booked by the officials for leaving his technical area, a move he was not happy about. Elsewhere, it's your classic relegation six-pointer down at the bottom of the table. 19th at home to 18th in a claret and blue desperation derby as West Ham travel to Turf Moor to take on Burnley. Another rock and roll football, another football rock and roll. And Manchester United have just scored a second.
They have indeed. Bruno Fernandes.
Of course.
It's been coming. They've had about 3 goals ruled out for offside.
Yeah.
And they've finally got a second that was ruled to be onside.
Carrick's done an amazing job, hasn't he?
What? That guy's going to have to get his hair cut.
Yeah.
How many games was it?
I think, is he one more away from five in a row? I can't wait till he gets his hair cut. It's going to be such a huge moment.
Oh, what a day it's going to be.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a stereotypical Brit, but this weather...
The
endless gloom of yesterday. You know, yesterday I travelled from Lancaster to Brighton.
Oh, did you?
All the way down the motorway, and it was overcast the entire way. Just 300 miles of gloom.
Just drizzle.
And guys, like the whole country's literally under a cloud.
It's like a rainy season that we've had for the past 2 months, pretty much, isn't it?
Come on, Starmer, sort it out! I want to apologise for the lack of sunshine. The sunshine did promise me it was going to shine. I'm very disappointed that it hasn't. Come on, make the sun... Just give us something.
He will get blamed for anything at the moment, so yeah, I'm sure he will be blamed for the weather.
But yesterday I was in Brighton.
You were?
On tour, and I sorted out Dyson... 2 free tickets.
Yes, he did.
So here is Dyson's impartial.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. I'd like to thank Matthew Ford for getting me
I hope it's French.
We saw you. We nearly went into the dome by accident. Rob Beckett's on in the dome, right?
I know.
Fordy's on in the Corn Exchange, right next to each other. It was like rock and roll football, past and present.
That's right.
I didn't know what era I was in for a while, but we found you. And the Corn Exchange is an amazing venue, isn't
Gorgeous.
It? A lovely place.
That Noah's Ark.
It's an excellent show. You should definitely go and see the tour. You can get tickets now, can't you? Going all around the country, aren't you?
Going all over.
It's worth going for Angela Rayner. My wife Katie had not seen heard the Angela Rayner impression before. Blown away.
Come on, buy a ticket. He's on tour all week. He's going to Tunbridge Wells this week.
It's a shame she's not in the headlines much anymore, because it's great to hear it again. And then obviously, I mean, Katie just can't believe the Donald Trump thing. This physical embodiment thing that you do when you become him is so bizarre that she was blown away by it.
Great.
So it's well worth going.
I'm glad I sorted you those tickets now.
Yeah.
Because you'd have told me if you thought it was rubbish, shouldn't you? You'd have been honest.
Yeah, it was a bit flat, mate. Yeah, no, it was great.
I mean, it sounds like you said it's a sort of five-star.
Five star, yes. Yeah, the big tour of the year so far.
Yeah, Anything else?
Laugh out loud. This man is he's on fire at the moment with his impersonations.
They always used to do, can you remember, it was like, he's like X on Y. It was like, he's like Dave Allen on speed.
Oh, yes.
Or it's like Jack D on amphetamine. Or you're like, why did it always have to be?
Yes. You're like Les Dennis on
the telly.
The telly, yeah.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Half an hour into the show, Matt Dyson has not yet resigned.
No, I haven't.
Stubbornly refusing.
It was one little blip in the opening link. You know, I mean, these things happen. I think I'll ride this one out and I'll remain in the job.
Or was it the latest in a long line of mistakes?
I mean, that is a valid point. But I think we all have moments like that, and we grow from them. We learn from them and we move onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards. Imagine if any politician under fire said that. Oh, well, onwards and upwards. That's what I say. The early bird. You're like, what? Okay, it's time for the roundup of the funniest clips on social media. We've got some absolute beauties for you. This is clipbait. Crystal Palace signed Jorgen Strand Larsen on deadline day. There was only one person they could turn to announce it on social media.
And then Strand Larsen. You can't sell him, can you?
You know how this one goes.
Strand Larsen, whoa! Strand Larsen, whoa! You know, if you're Newcastle, you ain't have him. You're not going to buy him off it. No.
What?
That was a classic bit of improvisation there, wasn't it?
What I love about him is he starts chants having no idea where they're going to go.
No.
He doesn't know what the next words out of his mouth are.
That was when Newcastle tried to sign him, wasn't it, a while back? I think we played it on clipbait at the time.
That's right.
And it's great that Palace are using that on official club sources. It's amazing.
Official club sources. Paul Merson, who I adore, getting himself a bit confused here.
He's had a tough week, hasn't he?
about which player he'd have in his defence.
You know what? If I'm going to play out from the back and I'm going to play people who want to play and I've got to play, I'm going to go Gary McAllister.
As a defender?
Yeah. Because you ain't got really defending a five-a-side game, have you? But he can play.
Pallister.
Gary McAllister. Gary Pallister.
Pallister, you see. Happens to the best of us.
Gary McAllister. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Gary Pallister.
Dyson, you're going to hate this. Mikel Arteta getting involved in the latest online craze.
His hip is getting much better. Yeah, hopefully very soon he will be with us.
This weekend?
Number six. 6-7. 6-7 is what my kids show me. 6-7. Less than 6-7.
Do it, Mikel, please. Come on, it's bad enough when Keir Starmer started doing it. Now everyone's at it.
People need to stop it.
We need to move on from
this madness.
We're grown
men.
Yeah, come on.
Getting involved in these silly little things. We'd like seeing one of them playing with a fidget spinner. You know, grow up. Yeah. Come on. Now, I think this is one of, if not the best clips we've ever played on Clipbait. Mm. Ian Holloway getting frustrated because he couldn't play someone. There was an admin error, which meant a player hadn't been registered.
Yeah.
This is what, I mean, this is in a live interview.
Have a look at yourselves, every single goddamn one of you. It's absolutely disgusting. And if anybody wants to say, oh, you should have been professional, right? Well, I'll tell you what's professional. Right. She looked on the portal. She made one mistake by pressing the wrong button and the wrong name went down on these horrible computers that will take over the world in the end. The portal let her down and apparently she should have checked with the handbook. Sort your lives out, every single stinking one of you. And I think that's what's been hanging around like us like a stinking something in your underpants that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, two more matries down here, please, mate.
He sounds like a fire and brimstone preacher, doesn't he? Getting so angry.
So much.
That is amazing.
It's the accent that makes him. Yeah. Portal.
Portal.
Every stinking one of you.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, man.
So good.
And it's double Merson. Listen to how Paul Merson pronounces the name Estevao. That's Estevao.
And if you want to play Steve-O
from Jackass.
No one has ever called Estevao Steve-O. Amazing. What a week Merson has had.
Thing is, it's not you obviously shouldn't laugh at people for like not being able to. I mean, there's so many names written down in the Premier League. I wouldn't know how to pronounce them.
Be
like, these are names that are used a lot in football, I guess.
Yeah.
And what have you been calling him the rest of the time?
Steve-O is so good. Love it.
Oh, that's one of the best clip baits of all time. Holloway. Oh. The portal. The stinking stuff that's in your underpants. I mean, there's so many. He hits five big sound bites.
He really delivered, didn't he?
Man, that was like, what a set list.
Yeah.
He did portal, he did underpants, every stinking one here.
Oh, do you think he had like bullet points, just hit all those five marks? And
I don't know. But
then you've got the best rant ever.
Just the start of it. Listen to the start. It's the way he hits that first syllable.
Yeah. Have a look at yourselves, every single goddamn one of you.
Have a look at his dad scared
of
postman.
He's so close to the mic. It's amazing.
It's but he's from the southwest of England, which means there's only so. If he come up to you and threaten you like that, give me your wallet, mate.
Yeah.
You better give me your wallet, you better add. You'd be like, oh man, you'd sort of get mugged while laughing.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Happy Winter Olympics weekend if you're watching it. I have to confess I'm not. I remember when we were good at curling, I watched it.
Yeah, I quite like curling. It's just like bowls on ice, isn't it? It's quite entertaining.
Bowls on ice?
Yeah, quite like it.
They're putting everything on ice these days.
Quite relaxing, isn't it? Yeah, to watch. The luge is good.
Champagne on ice, that's what I like.
Yes, of course you do.
If that was an Olympic sport, I'd have... I wouldn't have any medals. Still wouldn't be good enough. Now, there was a big Winter Olympics story this week, and the moment I saw it, I thought of you, and then you were straight on the WhatsApp group saying,
"We need
me." Because I knew you'd want to talk about it.
Yes, well, I mean, my eyes lit up when I saw about the ski jumpers. Have been injecting themselves in like a very private place in a bid to improve their performance.
Now, when you say private place, do you mean like in a cubicle?
No, in a private, you know, a place on their body. Right.
So male ski jumpers,
they get hyaluronic.
Careful.
Hyaluronic acid, right? And they inject it
into
there, right?
Into their manly part.
I think it's before or after they've had, they've been measured for their suits, right? So they do it after they've been measured for their suits, and then
just to look good,
they inject the. I think it's not just for what, for looking good, because it increases how far they can go somehow. Any little slight, because it's basically a circumference.
Terrified.
The circumference increases by 1 to 2 centimeters when you inject it with hyaluronic acid, which I never knew.
You don't even know what it's called.
I can't even say it. I'm not poor mercenary.
So what have you been injecting yours with?
I've been getting the wrong acid.
You've been using the placebo and it's been working.
Yeah, so that increase in the surface area means they can fly further. And so any slight increase gives them an edge.
So it gives them, like, I guess you could see how it would make you more aerodynamic.
Yeah, can you? I don't know, yeah.
If it gives you a kind of something to cut through the air with.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how big...
How much of a difference 1 to 2 centimetres can make, but, you know...
Texas is on 1250. How much of a difference does 1 to 2 centimeters? That's not what you want people to answer.
No, it's not. I mean, yeah, but it can really make them fly further, apparently, this injection.
What an amazing way to cheat at sport. Because I just presumed it was like for pride.
Yeah.
You know, so that when they're there in their tight clothes, they'll go,
they
look
better. Yeah, because they're quite tight. They're so tight fitting, you can pretty much see everything. Yeah. So you want to make yourself look a bit better.
Well, the Austrian fellas.
And it's not really, it's not doping. It doesn't like make them perform better. It just makes them go a bit further.
But then it is. But then it is an enhancement, isn't it?
Yes. Then it is slight. Yeah, but like it's only in the fact that it makes you bigger. It doesn't make you a better athlete. You know, it just makes you bigger.
So just bigger doesn't necessarily mean a better performance.
Bigger doesn't mean better.
I feel like you're coming from a personal space here. I feel like you've wanted to get this off your chest.
Have you got any hyaluronic acid, by the way?
What are we asking people?
I suppose it's about times they've cheated or ways they've tried to improve their health in sort of...
Or your body.
My producer Mark just said he has some hyaluronic acid.
Do you? For your face?
It's on now.
That's why you've got a massive face. You've got such a big aerodynamic. You should see the speed at which he comes into the studio.
The circumference of his face has increased by 1 to 2 centimeters.
Get Sky Digital on that thing. It's massive. So text on 81215. What changes have you made to your body?
Sort of experimental ways you've tried to improve your physicality. And ways you've cheated, I suppose.
8, 12, 15.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. The Rock and Roll Football Podcast. With Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson, and early goals in the Championship.
Yes, Birmingham City have scored after just 3 minutes. They are 1-0 up at home to Leicester City. Quite exciting so far.
No goals in those three kickoffs in the Premier League games.
Five of them, a feast of football this afternoon.
It's a banquet.
Yes.
We're gluttonous. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet of Premier League football.
We're going to have to open the vomitorium because we're gorging ourselves on football.
Yes. Yeah. I tell you what, I mean, it's great being a pig sometimes, isn't it? I know this is bad. Yeah. I know this is counter to like modern values and everything. Well. And I'm someone whose weight has come down overall.
You're a big success. You're a walking success story.
I'm a waddling success story.
But you still have the food noise. They call it now food noise.
What's that? Food noise
never leaves me. Where you know, when you're like, if you're like fasting or something, all you can think about is like doner kebabs or something. You know, I just have food noise constantly in my head.
I had chips and kebab meat the other night.
Did you?
I think sometimes you've got to. Because
at the moment,
I'm on the road, I'm touring. So I look after my body. So I just don't eat dinner. I'll have a healthy breakfast, healthy lunch. And that's me. And I'm just like, there's a lot of sacrifice involved. And then sometimes think, that means tonight I'm off the leash.
You need a blowout.
I'm going to have chips and kebab meat. I'm going to eat an old pack of biscuits.
Oh, yes. I had a Donna meat pizza. When I was back in Nottingham.
Naughty boy.
So good.
Oh, with anything on the side?
No, just that. Just Donna meat.
That's good. I mean, that's more than enough, isn't it?
Yeah. It's great. It's a great combo. I mean, it would offend the Italians, but it's a great combination.
Yeah, but, you know, they can take it. They're pretty robust fellas.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
Come on. You know, they give as good as they get, don't they?
But, yeah, today we feast on football.
We let them win the Euros.
Yes, we did. We did, I suppose, yeah.
So the least they can do is let us have Doner kebab pizza.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be fine about it.
And we want to hear from people after this. The ski jumpers, the male ones, are injecting a part of their body that we can't say on the radio to get a competitive advantage. It's a major news story.
It's massive, isn't it? Yeah, it's a big scandal. Yeah,
that's the idea. Steady on. We want to hear from people who have, well, I guess, done stuff to your body and how's it gone?
Yeah.
8 or 15. Particularly, maybe fellas who tried something like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, but it's been botched. Yeah, come on. We want to hear the better when these things go wrong.
But it's been botched.
Disasters with filler. That sort of stuff.
Man.
That's what we're after.
But good or bad. But if you ever tried it, because it makes me squeamish.
Yes. Oh, you couldn't go near it with a needle. Just the thought of it.
Well,
I don't care about
this. Is the thing.
Ski jumping.
Because of the surgery I had.
Oh, yes.
I'm having treatment where I do have injections.
But you also use a pump. You were talking about it during your stand-up show.
But I've also graduated to injections. So, and I tell you
so
what.
So you know what it's like.
The cold sweat before you put that needle in.
You have to do it yourself as well.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The sheer terror.
Yeah. But it must really
All I will
hurt.
Say about these guys is it may count as cheating, but they are, you know.
Yeah, you got to
take my hat off to them.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you where I'll hang it while they're sitting in the corner of the room.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
It's gone goal crazy in the Premier League.
It really has. West Ham are already 2-0 up at Burnley. This is not good for us Forest fans. Somerville and Tati Castellanos have scored for West Ham. What a great name that is.
Tati.
Tati, yeah.
Tati's gone.
Yes, exactly. Fulham are 1-0 up at home to Everton. A Mikalenko own goal in that game, the battle of the two mid-table clubs. Chelsea have scored as well. They're 1-0 up. Already at Wolverhampton Wanderers, Cole Palmer has scored a penalty, and Aston Villa are 1-0 up at Bournemouth.
From a Forest perspective, West Ham winning is not good. It closes the gap again to 3 points,
which is
we're still above them, and that's good. And we're still only 3 points behind Leeds, Palace and Spurs. But still.
It's not good, is it?
But still, a point last night is really massive.
It's really not looking good. But I suppose, I mean, the next big one is Wednesday night against Wolves. I mean, that's a must win.
They're all big when you're down that end of the league.
Yeah, it's true. But come on, Burnley, turn it round.
So we're talking about augmenting bodies today. We want to talk about stuff you've done to your body, whether it's gone well or badly. Mm. Dyson, have you ever boarded on the cosmetic?
No. The only time I've ever really been to like Boots to enhance my looks was a long time ago, exactly. You won't be surprised to learn that it was in primary school. It was when Wet Look Gel first came around.
Wasn't
Do you remember
that?
Yeah.
It was everywhere. The amount that you'd slop on.
So one day I thought, I'm going to have a complete rebrand of my look.
How old were you?
Must have been about 9 or 10, I think. I slopped loads of pots of Wet Look Gel, slathered it on my hair, had full slick back hair. I must have looked absolutely ridiculous.
I think you'd look cool.
My mum would have let me, okay, you're going to school like that. Oh, yeah, okay, great. Yeah. And I went to school. And as I walked into the playground, I thought, I think I've made a massive mistake here. I feel like I might get mocked for this look. And I had to go to the bathroom and just sort of try and shake it all out. But you know, it goes hard, doesn't it? The Wet Look Gel.
Yeah.
And it like it stiffens in your hair. So it was
it goes itchy.
Yeah. Oh, it was so embarrassing. So I had a really weird half wet look hair.
So what were the damp?
Yeah, it was a damp look hair gel look.
What were the other kids saying?
Well, they didn't see the worst of it, so I think. But they saw people saying I look like Dracula and stuff.
You look like Dracula!
Yeah, exactly.
Dracula's turned up at school, miss!
Yeah.
Why you come to school dressed like Dracula?
That's exactly what it was like.
Why is Matt Dyson dressed like a vampire, miss?
Oh, yeah. Man! Slick back was really frowned upon back then. It was people would go slick back head slap, I seem to recall. So it was like,
what?
You had slick back hair and then they slap you on the forehead. Slick back. It's all coming back to me now. Slick back head slap, yeah.
You got Celine Dion.
Yeah, it was brutal. Brutal.
That's
but
funnier, actually. What did you get teased for at school?
Yes.
Text us on 8-12-15.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
What is going on?
What is happening at Molineux?
It looks like Cole Palmer has earned his chippy chips tonight. Chelsea are 3-0 up. He has scored all three of them.
What?
Two from the penalty spot.
Oh, boy.
Two penalties, one from open play, a first-half hat-trick for Cole Palmer. That is amazing.
What? And elsewhere, Dyson.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. Elsewhere in the Premier League, did we do the second goal for West Ham? I think we did, didn't we? But amazingly, Sunderland away at Arsenal is still 0-0, and we're approaching half-time. You know what the Emirates gets like when they don't score. They get a bit tense.
Even quieter.
So it's 0-0. It's still 0-0. Unbelievable.
What were you teased about at school? Text on 8-12-15. I was teased a lot for, bullied. Having bad eczema on my face.
Oh, yeah.
By the time I got to secondary school, the bullying wasn't as bad, but I still had eczema, and I was a teenage boy.
Brian Clough even bullied you at one point.
Oh, he did, yeah. He said, bloody hell, son. But I had eczema, and I would break wind a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I was very windy as a teen.
This is an amazing thing.
I was a windy teen. And my English teacher, Mr. Wilshaw, used to call me Scratch and Sniff.
What a nickname. You were bullied by the teacher as well.
Yeah, that's how unpopular I was. Even the teachers were stealing my dinner money.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Goals, Dyson.
Yes, the second halves are underway. We haven't had a chance to tell you yet, but just before half-time, Arsenal scored against Sunderland. They got a breakthrough. Zubimendi got the goal. Arsenal 1-0 up, extending their lead at the top of the Premier League table. Chelsea still 3-0 up at Wolverhampton Wanderers. All goals coming from Cole Palmer, two from the spot. Fulham 1-0 up at home to Everton. West Ham still leading 2-0 at Burnley.
Damn
Burnley
it!
Have showed no turnaround at the start of the second half, really annoyingly. Villa beating Bournemouth 1-0 in the Championship as well. Coventry, who are sort of wobbling slightly at the top of the table, are still drawing 0-0 with Oxford United. And Oxford like down the bottom of the Championship, so they really should be winning that. Frank Lampard's Coventry.
It's Scottish Cup fifth round weekend. Dunfermline Athletic and Kelty Hearts are 0-0. Elgin City 1, Partick Thistle 2, and Celtic Dundee, the big one in that, half five.
Half five kickoff.
And of course, later today in the Premier League, Newcastle against Brentford at half five. There's the Winter Olympics. There's also the Six Nations rugby.
Oh, yes, that's happening.
Bothered?
Not really, no.
I've tried, you know. I have tried.
I've tried.
I just can't.
I sometimes watch it with my dad and, like, I sort of vaguely know what's going on, but it's just not football.
Do you know what? I think that about so often, yeah. About a lot of things.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not football, is yeah. it? I remember I think it was New Zealand against not the All Blacks, what they called, the Lions.
Oh, yeah, the British Lions.
British Lions.
Yeah.
I watched it in a pub, and it was end-to-end, and I was like, oh, this is quite good.
Okay.
I've been to maybe 5 or 10 rugby games in my life. It's just boring. Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to sound like we've got a chip on my shoulder.
Do you think it's a
just
social
a load
class
of
thing?
Posh lumps wriggling around on the floor. Yeah. Like, you never see the ball.
Yeah.
It's just a load of, like,
I know.
Units.
I don't understand.
Clattering each other.
I don't understand offside in rugby that well, because there's quite a few different
ways. I don't understand onside in rugby. I don't understand, like.
But what do you say about the fans? Do they make you warm to the sport at all?
No. My dad's a rugby fan, and I'm warm to him, so yeah, like, he's my way
so
in.
So is my dad. My dad's a rugby fan. But
so like, I should be more into this. And I realise that the context is different in Wales and Ireland, but still. It's the moral superiority that I can't stand. Oh, you won't get that in rugby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you won't get people watching it either or having fun.
Yeah.
You won't get any atmosphere.
Yes.
You won't get any laughs.
Yeah, we're allowed to drink at the side of the pitch while watching because we're not yobbos. So,
you are.
Fine.
It's just that powerful people like rugby. Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
It's just like, that's why. Let's not get into this of the Countryside Alliance after me. Just like, I'm Clarkson. Clarkson, all these yobs hounding me through the streets of Chipping Norton.
We don't want that.
But I try. I was like, oh, you know what? Every year I think, I might just give it a go. And within 5 minutes I think, what am I doing?
Well, you did that with cricket and you found out that you loved cricket.
Now,
didn't you?
Cricket,
You've
and this
come
is
full
the thing.
Circle.
Cricket, it was the World Cup final when it went to the Super.
Yes.
I was like, this is sensational drama.
Yeah.
And it was also Ben Stokes. I was like, man, that's special. 2005. The Ashes, I was like, oh, this is cool. But yeah, the World Cup got me over the line. I was like, oh, I've missed out here. So then I'm always aware. And I don't want to be down on it because I know people will like it, but
Yeah, maybe you should give rugby league a try. Maybe
that's what some people say.
Yeah,
a bit more brutal, a bit more yobby.
Yeah, yeah.
More for dimwits like me.
Your street. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Thick yobs like me. Love it. But if you're into rugby, try and convince us.
Okay, yeah.
8-12-15. Why are Dyson and I thick class warriors for turning our back on what is potentially the world's greatest sport?
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Oh, now. What's going on?
Wolves have got a goal back. They have scored 54 minutes in, but they're still trailing 3-1 at home to Cole Palmer and Chelsea. And an equaliser for Bournemouth as well. Big goal. Ryan has scored it. It's 1-1 at the Vitalite Stadium.
Someone here says, forget rugby. You should go and watch ice hockey. It has more of a following in the UK than you'd realise.
That's true.
I think I added emphasis there.
I've been to watch the Panthers play. It's good, isn't it?
Well, they say here, Nottingham versus Sheffield regularly gets 10,000 fans.
That's a huge one.
Average attendance is somewhere around 3,000 per game. Panthers, when we were growing up, were champions of Europe.
It's a good atmosphere, isn't it, there? But a lot of advertising. Speaking of which, Sarah's texted in saying, I hate rugby too. In-play ads even show that ITV don't respect it.
Which is
an amazing development.
Like, we'll bid to show it, but we can't... Lads, you've got to understand, it's rugby. We can't actually show all the game.
Yeah,
we've got to flog PlayStations or Madry or whatever. You can't, like... come on, man. Yeah. Mark says, rugby is far better than watching a bunch of overpaid, overrated bunch of prima donna actors who have no respect for the ref and pretend to be...
They have a valid point, I suppose, about rolling around on the floor.
But I love the overpaid argument because... Like, they generate the income.
They make it because it's much more successful.
I didn't realise there was a socialist argument for rugby.
No.
The downtrodden underdogs, the horny-handed sons of toil that are the privately educated rugby boys. Oh, text on 8-12-15. I mean, we haven't done a good job of being open-minded.
No.
Absolutely thrashing that.
I think
that
a lot of them are at Twickers or HQ right now, aren't they? Drinking pints of Guinness in their bootcut jeans and shoes.
Yes. Sorry, Mark from Oakhampton. We said we were going to be open-minded and we're closed-minded bigots. But what more do you want from two Nottingham oiks?
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
More big goals in the Premier League.
It's a second for Arsenal against Sunderland. Jokeres came off the bench 6 minutes later. He had scored a crucial goal, which puts them even clearer at the top of the table, creating quite a gap ahead of the City-Liverpool game tomorrow.
9 points clear, but City with a game in hand. Mm. Di says, my mam and I both loved football and rugby. Dad and brothers didn't. I was never told the rules of either. But I've not seen games since 2009 and I'm 70 now.
Oh, wow.
Still doesn't know the rules.
Still loving it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I suppose because football, if you don't know the rules, it's quite easy to follow, I think. It's easier to follow.
Well, every goal is one, isn't it? It's not like three for that, four for that, five for that.
That's true. It's more straightforward. You're right.
You can see the ball.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Sue and Andy, who are driving home to Sheffield from Leeds, say, I agree about rugby union being dismal. What you need to watch is rugby league. It's fast, skillful, and much easier to understand. Basically, it's just better.
And more violent, that's what people say, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's all right, I quite like rugby.
Like a scrap, getting down rugby league.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you want.
That's what they're saying. Now, we were talking about being teased at school earlier. Leroy's cousin has been in touch. We've never nailed down the identity. There have been theories, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they have. Regular contributor.
Usually we think it's one of about a handful of comedians, but anyway.
Leroy's cousin
says, Leroy was always teased at school about his vast collection of 19th century cribbage boards.
Well, that would get you teased, wouldn't it?
Leroy got the last laugh, though. One of the boards sold at Great Bradford's auction house for a three-figure sum. With the proceeds, Leroy bought a four-foot wooden carving of Christ the Redeemer wearing Ray-Bans, spray-painted gold.
Leroy always comes out on top somehow.
He does. A primary school boy with a vast collection of 19th century cribbage boards.
Sounds believable.
Who is Leroy's cousin?
Shall we call them?
Shall we? Well, they know now. We've tipped them off.
Yeah, no.
We're going to call Leroy's cousin at some point in the future. Yeah. We're going to try and unmask Leroy. It's like a true crime podcast.
Shadowy figure.
But let us know about rugby. Are we being closed-minded in our sort of anti... rugby bigotry.
Oh, air horn. Another late equaliser for Everton. They love a late equaliser, don't they? 1-1 at Fulham. Just waiting for confirmation on the goal scorer, but it is 1-1 at Craven Cottage. Dewsbury Hall has scored the goal for the Toffee Men.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Should we sound an air horn from beyond the grave?
We can do.
Did we do that Everton...
Did we? We did the equaliser, but they've taken the lead.
They have.
A burnt Leno own goal.
So Leno with a late show.
Yeah, they've turned, very good. They've turned it round.
Thank you very much.
In the space of about 8
minutes.
Have you
seen this? Have you seen this? I've never done a Jay Leno
before. That's good. Yeah. They were losing 1-0.
What's your craving cottage? What is that? You got a cottage in the middle of a sack of grandma's head? Well, you can't get more English than that. What is it next? Bowling Lake?
Great.
Play sack around there.
But let's get to the question for today, shall we?
Yeah, sorry.
Greg in Swansea. Wants Jamie Carragher's thoughts on the scandal in ski jumping that we touched on. The injecting of the lunchboxes with acid to improve performance. What does Jamie Carragher make of it? Is he out there?
Look, I think you've always got athletes that'll be on the edge. You're always going to have that, by the way. Look at Wayne Rooney and the way he played. Now, I'm not saying that he was injecting himself, because he wasn't. Clearly wasn't. If anything, he was filling himself with pasta, a spag ball, and chips. They're not performance enhancing, by the way. But what they're doing, I think it's right. The light. Look, you could argue it's nutrition. I think you could make a case that one, performance-wise, no different sticking a pair of socks down then in terms of male pride. And I know we talk about that a lot. It's 2026, got to be more aware of the stuff. But do you find, if you are injecting, for me, you cross the line there. Now, look, you could warm it up in other ways. And I think most guys would tell you, you've got techniques, strategies for doing that. You know, you could put the 2-bar fire on just before you pop out there. Then I think Wada, probably not as bothered about that. Thinking, well, you can't get Wada saying, you can't use a 2-bar fire, or you can't warm it up, you know, with your hands or whatever, that you would normally do on a cold day. Or I don't think there's a sock rule, as far as I'm aware. So make a pair of socks that were supportive, shall we say. But for me, if you're injecting, you can't. And I don't want to see footballers doing that. You can't have footballers running around. Other sports with big bits like that. I think we're dangerous. You don't want to be role models. You know, if people start copying these Winter Olympians, we can have a big problem in our schools. So I'm against it, but only just.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Before we come on to that, though, Matt Dyson, what are the final scores?
Yes, Gyökeres has just scored another goal. Woo! For Arsenal, his second of the game since coming on as a sub. They've beaten Sunderland 3-0. Full-time whistle's gone. Bournemouth-Aston Villa is 1-1. West Ham are still winning 2-0 at Burnley. Everton 2-1 up at Fulham in the dying seconds now. And Chelsea are about to win 3-1 at Wolves.
We're talking about rugby. Someone says, footballers are highly qualified gymnasts who should be awarded points for diving, rolling around like a wounded child after tiny contact with another player, a bunch of pansies. Yep, but yes. We love it. That's the whole point. That's what we like about it. I mean, I agree with all that. I don't like them saying they're overpaid. Anyway, why are we getting into that? In terms of munch, Dave says he's having frozen sausage. Lovely reference. And we'll see you next week.
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football.
Welcome to the flip. Oh, we need some bonus content.
Bonus? Oh, no. Stop. Yeah.
Come on. That's why people download the podcast, the bonus content.
Let me have a look. Oh, I think, was there anything else interesting left about
that? Yeah, we can just find out what's happened this week.
Oh, yeah.
There's always stuff happening in bonus
news. Yeah, good idea. It's a funny one to spell, isn't it? I always think it's got a W in it, but it's bow.
Yeah, space. N-E-S-S.
Apostrophe, then Ness.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Bonus, big town on the borders, isn't it?
Borders.
On the borders. Oh, big news, football news.
Oh.
Bonus United versus Caledonian Braves. I can give you a live score up there, actually. Oh, Bonus lost. Oh, they're losing, certainly.
That's a shame.
They lost at home to Caledonian Braves. What a name for a football team that is. But yeah, Bowness not having a great season by the looks of it. So that's your Bowness content for this week.
Caledonian Braves sounds more rugger.
Yeah, rugger or American football, frankly.
Yeah, Caledonian Braves.
Yeah, it's not.
The end zone.
It's no soccer name, that isn't.
Caledonian Braves, Matty Dyson. What do you make of what you've seen in the end zone?
An offensive play from the Caledonian Braves in the end zone.
Chet Baloney going in tough. Right into Mick Mulhooly.
Mick Mulhooly.
Yeah, classic American name.
Yeah.
I think we need to think about this section of the podcast, but we'll have it rectified.
Yeah, we might not have bonus content next week.
What?
Let's see.
Bonus content. Please.
Okay, we'll do more.
Bye.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.